Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Mindanoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey. And this is a very special episode. This is our first out-of-office reply.
Of 2021.
Of 2021.
Because remember we used to do out-of-office replies when we went on holiday? Remember holidays?
I don't really remember what they are,
no?
Chris.
Oh, it's this thing that in olden days, Rosie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone used to go on a plane and then go over to somewhere
Hang
nice.
Hang on, are them the things that you enjoy yourself on?
Yeah, you can remember fun?
No.
And enjoyment and happiness.
Not really.
I'll give you a book you've got to read. It's really good. There's a book about it. It's called The History Book.
It's called...
Because that's where all the fucking joy is, guys.
Normal life.
Yeah, guys, you join us at a makeshift little thing. It probably sounds the same, but it's a makeshift little one in my office, isn't it, Rosie? And do you want to tell everyone what you're sitting on?
What do you...
I mean, no.
I could have made it rude.
No,
can't be us.
That's not us. That's not our patter.
I'm sitting on one of them pregnancy bowls.
Yeah, ready to pop, aren't you?
Ready to go.
We are. It's at time of recording. It's 8 o'clock at night on Tuesday, the whatever the hell this is, 5th of Jan.
5th of January, the date before your new baby's birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't even know. And that is the shittest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Don't commit it to memory until it's set in stone.
Great.
Otherwise, you're just using up hard drive space. However, we are one day into the brand new lockdown, so that's fucking rank.
Yay!
And we are having a baby 2 days into the brand new lockdown.
Happy
so that's
lockdown.
Fucking rank as well. So yeah, this is basically a collection of some of the questions from the public that we've had over the past year or so that haven't actually made it. Now, the reason they don't make it in is sometimes because they're a bit too rude, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but usually because they're a bit too rude.
There's one very rude one in this collection, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's a very happy one as well.
But as well, we do record a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
we talk a lot, Chris.
A lot. I mean, this was supposed to be a quick intro, and it's an actual joke how long this has gone on now.
And if you listen carefully to these, we're having a drink.
It's a plonk. It's a plonk cast,
so these
this
are
one
over,
was, yeah.
Over an 8 month old.
Yeah,
for
9 month
sure.
old. Yeah.
Ah, Chris, you drink for the first 4 weeks.
Wow.
Nobody
so
knows.
She's committed that to a podcast. Excellent. So yeah, some of them are filthy. All of them are silly. We've just listened. We enjoyed them. We hope you do too.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I've just finished listening to this week's podcast, and with how much you love the office poll, I reckon you'll enjoy this.
Oh, I haven't had an office poll for a while.
I know. Well, this is an office poll.
Get in.
The guy I was casually seeing once told me his high score, i.e., the most amount of wanks he'd had in a day.
I thought you were going to say how many people he'd slept with.
No. Oh, no. Is that what you thought? No.
High
this
score.
Is how many wanks he's had in a day.
Right.
Highbrow. This is really...
Sorry.
Obviously
no.
Really highbrow,
come on. Let's take a moment to dissect this here. Why is he counting? Why is he aiming for so high? And why is he telling a stranger?
I don't know.
Why is he telling a female who he's trying to have a relationship with?
Casually saying, yeah.
Does he think it's going to impress? Hey, just so you know, this is my high score. So if there's a woman involved as well, might double that bad boy.
Ooh. You never know. She said this was an obscene amount, like really ridiculous.
Right.
She said here, like, how was that physically possible?
Right.
Because I was so horrified / impressed at this, I then decided...
/ impressed!
See, he's obviously... He knows who he's talking to.
He knows his crowd.
You know what I mean?
He knows his fair play.
Maybe I would be slightly impressed.
Should I not put the number down?
Well, I'm going to tell you at the
end. Okay. Are you
kidding me?
No, Rosie.
Call yourself an author.
I was so upset. I'm sorry. And everyone listen, I thought for a moment she wasn't going to, and I was, I'm sorry.
I know how many it is.
I'm building the suspense. I just want to see if it's bigger than mine.
like a wank itself. I'm just warming it up.
Right, well, you've never had a wank because there's no warm up. Just go straight into it before your mum comes upstairs where you're washing. Carry on.
Sexy. I then decided that everyone at work needed to know.
Wow.
And that I'd ask others for their high score.
Oh my goodness.
It was a great morning. And there was a massive variation in numbers.
Wow.
Far too many people got involved. It even went as far that for a week or so after, people would come up to me and start a convo with, so I asked such and such. And his high score is blah, blah, blah. Love the podcast. Thanks, Alice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it is, right? You forget. Because we don't work in an office. Mm. Well, we do. We work in an office, but it's just the two. But because we don't work in a workplace, you forget these people spend, when you're with someone, when you work somewhere for a while, you spend every week an hour with them.
Oh, yeah.
So walking up to someone, you know, in accounts and going, hi, mate. Yeah, did you get that email? Yeah. By the way, what's the most you've wanked in a day? You're not going to get a, how dare you? You're normally going to get a, three. Like, you're going to get a number back.
I've worked in offices before where a lot of stuff's happened.
I love it.
And gone on.
I absolutely love it. Right.
Do you want to know how many?
Right. So, is this guy's high score?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I need to know, did you give any detail about what he was doing that day? Was he off or was he...
No. Right, what do you mean? I think, well, I'm guessing he must have been off.
Yeah. Okay.
You couldn't have put a shift in somewhere.
Darren's took a lot of toilet breaks. I'm going to guess, because I have the required equipment, and I kind of know, because after a while it's pointless. Do you know what I mean? After a while it's like the little bits of cereal at the bottom of the bag.
It's just not worth it. It's just not worth the aggro.
It's not the same.
It's like you're putting... Not more in than you're getting
as the
out.
First lot, you know what I mean? The batch does decrease. I'm going to guess at... I'm going to go high. I'm going to go 10.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say I think that's high.
You are incorrect.
Okay.
It's higher.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to guess higher?
She was disgusted and impressed. So 15?
Higher.
20.
20.
Fuck off, man! No way!
20 wanks.
20.
Yeah.
Do you know what the best bit is? I bet you by 17, he was like, nah, this is terrible. But he was like, three more and I'll round it off.
I want to get the 20. Yeah. It's impressive.
No, it's not.
Do you not think it is?
How is it impressive?
Because it's a big amount. Do you know he's well, it's not impressive.
No, it's not. It's not impressive at all.
It's really rank.
20. Have you beat 20? Email shagmanandaud@gmail.com. Wash your hands before you type. You minger.
Oh, no, the will. I've got to read them all. Well, I'm just going to get emails about people's high scores of masturbating. And
loads
I don't.
Of, loads of things misspelled and loads of random spaces. I'm doing it now. Click, click, click.
I once did 95 and then I died.
Oh, 20. You horror show. Horror.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
I've got a question for you.
I'm excited.
You didn't sound it. You sound very, very sarcastic. Hi, Chris and Rosie. How do you feel about toast crumbs in the tub of butter? My boyfriend leaves his toast crumbs in the butter willy-nilly. Great use of the phrase.
Love willy-nilly.
And listen. I'm not clapping that. And I need to pick pissed. Around it. And there's a second bit here. And do you think you should... Oh, okay, then, right. She'll send two questions. We'll answer that one first, right?
Okay.
How do you feel about toast crumbs in the tub of butter, is the question. My opinion about this is, I don't see it as a problem because it's just extra toast. Like, it's not like my boyfriend butters his anus with the butter and leaves pubes in the butter.
Somebody like probably does.
Well, of course they do. Email in for you, shagmanandaud@gmail.com if you butter your anus. And stop leaving the pubes in the butter. No, but if you, like, my point is it's toast. So it's just crumbs from the toast. So all it is crumbs mixed with the butter. So right. if you're doing toast, maybe if you're doing just butter and some bread and you go, I don't want that crunch in it. But if you're butter and toast again, just take it. It's not like it's... Do you know, okay. Why? You disagree. What?
Because this comes from a person who clearly doesn't cook ever and only uses butter for toast.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
As a person who cooks and bakes, I use butter for other stuff.
Right.
So, say if I'm making a lovely pasta with like a white wine sauce, chili, prawns and all that, and I want to put a little knob of butter in, you don't want bits of crumbs of toast in there. Right. What, did you laugh at knob? Well done.
I wasn't expecting the word knob. It was like Nigella Lawson just randomly saying knob. It's good fun. I think wine hitters. Right, so you don't want crumbs in the... Right, okay.
So if you've got a butter that's specifically for toast, then I can get on board with that. But do you know what? As a person who uses butter in other meals, don't be putting your crumbs in there because you don't want that in your other dishes. Like on top of your shepherd's pie, if you're putting a bit of butter on to toast under the grill.
Don't you put crumbs on top of a shepherd's pie? Don't you put crumbs? I'm sure you put crumbs on.
Cottage pie.
Right.
Fucking boom. Cottage pie.
I'm happy you're right. Let me chuffy over yourself.
Because you're wrong. Shepherd's pie doesn't have crumbs on. Cottage pie has bread crumbs on.
Fisherman's pie got crumbs on?
That has cheese on.
And crumbs. I've seen crumbs. There's some crummage on a fish pie.
Why are you having a go?
There's crummage on a fish pie. It's definite crummage.
You're not the kind of person to leave crumbs in butter anyway, so I don't know why you're
But all I'm saying is, but I think you've proved, I think I'm on your side now, is what I'm saying. I think I'm on your side.
Yes.
You happy now?
I am.
You happy? You've worn us down. her second question is, do you think you should shower at night, in the morning, or both? Some people think it's minging going to bed without showering, whereas some people think it's minging getting up and going about your day without a shower. Just wrote at the bottom, these are really important questions and I would love to hear your thoughts. Thanks.
They are very good questions.
I don't know about the showering one because in a perfect world I would have loved... I never normally shower before bed unless it's a little treat. Have you never thought, oh... I'll have a shower.
Well,
yeah, and then get in bed and you go, oh, I know I'm clean. And
dead
I know
with
bed.
Clean sheets
oh,
as well.
Showered with clean sheets. Oh, hey.
Yeah, but I have a bath nearly every night.
Well, that's just wasteful.
I do. Wow. Not always big bath, sometimes a little bath.
Sometimes a little inch of water.
Just a little bath. And then I have a shower in the morning as well.
Right. Okay.
So I have to have a shower in the morning. I don't know who these people are.
I can't go about my day without a shower.
No, me neither.
I'm really sorry. Yeah, I have to agree with this. It has to be. Nighttime, fair enough. Why do people think it's minging to go to bed without a shower? It's your bed.
It depends what you've been doing, I suppose. If you haven't really done much, then fair enough. But if you've done loads and you're a bit monkey, but you would have a shower.
All right, so let's just assume you've had a normal day. You haven't been to the gym, you haven't gone for a fucking run. Would you have a shower before bed?
Not necessarily.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have to. You having a shower before bed would be totally pointless because once you touch that pillow, you're contaminated anyway.
Yeah. Maybe the problem is because I haven't been having a shower before bed. That's why my pillow's so scruffy.
In fact, yeah, everyone out there, the problem is your pillows are too clean. That's why you feel like you need a shower before bed.
That's why. Can we just clarify, though? Showers before bed were very much a luxury before children.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you have kids, you can't be showering willy-nilly at bedtime.
Willy-nilly's been used twice at the minute.
It's in my mind.
Contagious willy-nilly virus.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah, you can't because you wake them up.
We haven't had showers before bed for a long time because it's just like, would you pack it in with a shower? Because you're going to wake the bairn up. You know what I mean? We've got a bath downstairs, so our bath gets used.
So let's agree, showers in the morning on a night doesn't really matter as long as you do it in the morning.
I'm so glad we got to the bottom of that.
Dealt with. Question 3, how do you feel about crumbs in your shower? I'm joking.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
A short and simple question for you. Why do you not have a pet? Well...
Why don't we have a pet?
Yeah, we just...
Lifestyle. Dog probably wouldn't even fit in with our lifestyle. Cat, even less so.
I don't want to pick up dog shit.
I don't want... Cats climb all over your kitchen counters. Don't get us wrong, I go to people's houses, I love cats. I love dogs so much.
You love animals,
If I go to someone's house and they've got a cat, I'm literally all over it. If I go there and they've got a dog, I'm even worse. Like, I've been at house parties before and I've like literally left and took the dog to another room to do a photo shoot, me and the dog.
You really have. That was a very cute dog, though.
Gorgeous dog.
I remember that.
But yeah.
I can guarantee that there would be no better addition to your house than a little dog.
Part of us agrees, but yeah, okay. Carry on.
Please do be warned that they do enjoy eating quite strange things.
Right.
My dog, Monty the Cavapoo, has a lovely habit of rummaging through my bedroom bin.
Right. The fact that it's a bedroom bin has upset us already. I already feel bad for Monty. Is it weird that I feel like I already want to brush Monty's teeth?
He loves a bin. Loves a bedroom bin. There's not that many bad things going in a bedroom bin.
Right. What is it? Jesus.
No. Makeup wipes.
No.
Rubbers. Ready?
It's worse than them.
One Sunday morning, after me and my boyfriend had done the deed.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
My dog had come running into my bedroom.
Oh.
Inny canny.
Inny canny.
Don't worry, we were back in our pyjamas by this point. He immediately...
Come in with his paw over his eyes. Oh. Are you stressed?
Decent. Are you decent in there, babe?
Fuck's sake.
Knocking on the door with his little paws.
Well, hang on, cavapoo, he could drop his ears over his eyes.
I can't think what a cavapoo looks like. Is that the Queen's dogs?
No. Jesus, no, that's a corgi. A cavapoo is a cross between a King Charles Cavalier and a poodle. So it's a flock.
I do know what you mean. Right, okay. Okay, he immediately came to say hello to us, but I could then see him sniffing the air. He could smell his favourite thing.
Right.
Cummy tissues.
Fuck off. That's the worst. Oh, no. Like, stop sniffing the mic.
What's been going on in here then?
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody been having ejaculation.
Oh, Monty. I've said this before, Monty. I feel bad for you, too, because it does smell like Yorkshire pudding mix. It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Monty.
Horrible.
Oh, hey.
You ready?
No.
Before I could get the chance to stop him, he had jumped off the bed and his head was buried in the bin.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Go put them in the toilet, you fucking perverts. Hell's the matter with yous?
Why are they putting it in the bin?
Minging.
If you have ever had a dog, you will know that nothing is stronger than a dog's jaw, which is holding something they know they shouldn't have.
Fucking hell, man. Oh.
Apparently. I leapt out of bed to try and stop him eating the tissue, but he then legged it to go back to his favourite place, my parents' bedroom. The last thing I wanted was my mum or dad to have to prise a tissue covered in my boyfriend's cum out of the dog's mouth.
Sorry.
So without thinking, I jumped out of bed to chase him.
Can I just say, this is that thing where in your head you imagine the worst. Like, they would have just gone, what's he got? Oh, it's a tissue. Oh, that's obviously saliva. It goes in the toilet. Like, but I told you, didn't I? I've spoken about on the podcast previously about when me and my friends on a holiday lit a bit of tissue on fire. On a balcony, we lit a bit of tissue on fire,
yeah.
And we threw it over, and the whole thing was like, I got a fishing rod to get it off the balcony below because I was like, they'll see it and it's burnt and they'll think. So her, like, she was panicking there in her head because there's no way you're gonna go to your mum and dad's room and you're gonna go and they're gonna get it out of its mouth and go, hold on, this is your boyfriend's jism, right? Get out here now! Like, they're obviously just gonna go, that's saliva, and throw it in the bin. But carry on. But that's hilarious.
I mean. A lot of saliva, come on.
Bloody lot of saliva. You've been raw Yorkshire puddings.
Now, as many girls will know, something which me and my friends affectionately like to call the drip will often follow after sex.
Affectionately?
And yes, boys, it is literally a huge drip, more like a glob of cum, will fall out of your vagina if you get up too fast. This is true. Awful. This is very true.
Yeah.
I've been known to sit on the toilet and just wait for it to pass.
They are, hey.
Just, honestly, I'm not going to bed until it's all out.
Okay, honestly, I don't know if there will be, but if there's any young men listening to this podcast who maybe haven't had sex yet, or maybe had sex a couple of times, it's honestly not as glamorous as you think it is.
It's awful. But this is another thing where I just get annoyed, because how come yous just get the good end with everything?
What do you mean?
You just do it and then leave your shit inside with. And then we have to deal with it. It's uncomfortable all night sleeping with that. I've had to have a shower after. I ran into my parents' room where Monty was aggressively chewing the cummy tissue and grabbed him. Oh, this is horrific. Are you ready? Grabbed him, sticking my hand straight down his throat, trying to ignore the drip. My parents were both sat in bed as it was Sunday morning,
Jesus.
Looking completely perplexed. I eventually got the tissue and walked out of the room. As I was walking back to my own room, I felt the dreaded drip slowly slide down my lower leg. A dribble of cum slid into my ankle, making, much to Monty's delight, he couldn't believe his luck. Instead, oh, this is horrible. Instead of jumping up for the cummy tissue, he sniffed the wet residue on my ankle and licked the cum off my foot. Oh, and this is why I don't have a dog. I'm sorry. No. That's terrible.
Look at that, man. Monty went straight to the well.
Poor Monty.
Hey, next week, Monty will be sucking your boyfriend off.
Straight to the sauce.
Honestly. Oh,
that is horrible.
Poor Monty. I'm gonna find your email. I'm going to search them words. I'm going to find your email. And I'm going to get your dog taken off you. Stop feeding your dog cum. You should have your dog taken off you. You're a disgrace.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Babadoo, 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 bah. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
As a University Halls flat, halfway through our 2 weeks isolation, for obvious reasons at the moment, we thought it was appropriate to get in touch.
Oh, bless you. Hope you're hanging in there, guys.
I know, poor buggers. They're ranging in ages 18 to 22. Cool. So naturally, we are finding new and exciting ways to entertain ourselves in the evenings.
Cool.
Even before we went into isolation, being kicked out of the pub at 10 gives room for lots of exciting nighttime activities. I bet it does. Which lends the side question. Is it ever acceptable to throw a flatmate's mattress out of the window and hide it in a tree? It wasn't raining, and for the rest of us who were simply spectators, this was great entertainment.
Wow, yeah. It wasn't raining. So the way they threw it wasn't raining in right at the beginning there feels like that was the thing that was shouted during the most of it. Like, I reckon while someone was trying to get out of the tree, the person was going, who did it, was going, it wasn't raining, though.
Funny,
it
man.
It wasn't raining. But it's wet, but it wasn't raining.
The main purpose for this email, however, is to ask your opinion on so-called flatcest.
Flatcest.
It would appear everyone in life has a differing opinion on this matter, and as your podcast has kept us entertained for the last week, we were wondering where you stood on the matter. I don't know what that means, flatcest.
I imagine it's...
They all shagging each other.
I imagine it's weirdly a play on incest, although incest doesn't really have the word family in it or flat. Basically, I think that fucking people who you're living with in your flat,
okay.
I think that's what they're saying.
Where'd you stand on that? Uni?
I never stayed in halls at uni.
No,
I
me
stayed,
neither.
Stayed at my mum and dad's house. So I was not up for having sex with either of them at my mum and dad's house. Not that they asked. I don't know. I imagine it would get awkward, but I'm not sure. Mm. But if there's 14 of yous and you're all locked down and you're at uni and you're having the year that they're having, I would say fill your boots.
Go for it.
Go for it, guys.
I had a boyfriend who was at uni because I never went to uni, but he went to uni and yep. I used to go and stay with him. Yep. And he lived in like one of the big flat share things, yeah. halls or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. And I remember turning up and I just remember them thinking, you're not one of us.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, yeah, I'm not. I had a full-time job.
I was really jealous of the people who lived in halls. I went to Sunderland Uni and I used to literally drive back home every day. And I was really jealous of the people who lived in halls.
You should have done it.
I did. I got. I paid me £200 deposit. Mm. And then I ended up backing out for some reason and lost the £200 deposit. I remember that.
Gosh, that's a lot of money back then.
Fucking loads of money back then, yeah. But I was selling jeans out the back of my car.
You were dodgy as out.
I was selling jeans from Thailand.
Why did you? Well, we've never spoke about your little selling stuff from the back of your car days. You're so
dodgy. I made a
lot
of money on them jeans. I said I used to have Avisu, G-Star, Seven for All Mankind, True Religion, Diesel. Fucking loads
were they
of jeans.
Real? No.
No. But half the college and half the uni had jeans from me.
Really?
Yeah.
And why? What got you into that?
Mate lives in Thailand. Started sending them over.
What?
Yeah. So some random. Of the sizes were fucked. Mm. Some of you'd ask for a 32 waist, you'd get like a 42, and they just had it. I was just wasted. Went down as wasted, Rosie.
Did people try them on in the back of the car?
People used to take them to the toilets in the college, try them on. Sometimes come back with them on and give us the money, and sometimes come back and go, not right. Or sometimes come back and go, yeah, it's great. Give us the money and take it away.
How much were they for a pair?
I used to sell 40 quid a pair.
No, you... 40 quid a pair?
Yeah. Mate, Avisu jeans were like fucking 350 quid a pair and you can get them off me for 40 quid.
That's so
actually
funny.
Nice to do Avisu for more. I think Avisu was about 80 quid.
So random.
Diesel were 40. And I used to get them for about £4 a pair, £5 a pair.
You keep saying about me, about how I've got all these random stories. You've got loads of random stories like that. That is so weird. I knew you at college and I never saw you selling your wares out your car.
Oh, you're kicking off because I didn't sell you any jeans.
I'm a bit good.
I didn't really do women's jeans. I didn't do women's jeans.
No. I was only just dreaming about being tall enough for Miss 60 jeans
back
then.
We never did Miss 60 jeans.
They never fit me.
No, we never did. Me and the lads never did Miss 60 jeans.
Never got to have me thong hanging out of a Miss 60 pair of jeans.
Yeah.
So I was just too short.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, please keep me anonymous. Whilst people close to me know this story, it's not the sort of thing I shout about. I've listened to your podcast from the start, and a few weeks ago, something stuck with me when you spoke about the woman who met her best friend from a bad one-night stand.
Mm. Yeah, we did.
Years ago, I was dating a guy. He turned out to be an absolute heartbreaker and left me stuck with a holiday in my name. Yeah. Whilst holding down a part-time job that I needed to pay for, aged 18.
Oh.
Fixing my first ever heartbreak from my first love, or so I thought.
Mrs. Geller, why are you crying?
Yeah. I did what any 18-year-old girl would do and went on holiday with my best friend instead of losing the holiday altogether.
Obvs.
Happy days. Yeah. Listen to this.
Mm.
Geared up to go the night before, my ex, Brackets, who was also my neighbour, good God, came over to tell me how sorry he was for cheating on me the month prior and how he wanted to come on holiday with me in the morning.
Nah. In the morning?
Yes,
so
it's
literally
the night before the holiday.
Oh, do one.
He's coming to tell her that
Don't
he wants
say
to go.
He does. Don't say she goes.
No, but if you think he's a dick, wait till you hear this next bit. Obviously, the answer was no, get in, sister.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably add at this point that he didn't just cheat on me. He asked me to try on a dress for his birthday night out that he ended up giving to a girl that he worked with as an early birthday gift to her. He needed to see how it looked on me before he gave it to her.
Ew.
How creepy is that?
Oh, that's calculated.
Isn't that really, really weird?
That's not nice. Okay. They're only 18.
Okay, well, the story gets sadder, so, you know,
strap in. Get sadder.
Strap in. Anyway, I forgot all about him and jetted off on my first ever girls' holiday to Tenerife. We landed, got to the hotel and settled nicely in our newfound freedom of drinking, staying out and spending the days laying around the pool.
Nice.
Then one day, around the pool, I saw this guy. He was handsome, toned and totally fit. That was it. The evening was decided. He was clearly away with his brother or a friend, and being the two of them, it meant that they'd perfectly match my friend and I. After a bottle of vodka in the room that evening, I set out on my mission to find him. A bottle of vodka?
I was going to say.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
It might have been one of them little hip flasks. You know, the little like Stravadoff or something.
That's a prank in itself. Honestly, a bottle of vodka.
I walked up and down every bar on the strip until an hour later we gave up and I fell into an old bar overlooking the sea.
So they went looking for them?
She went looking for him, pissed.
Tragic.
She couldn't find him, but it's probably the bottle of vodka that helped that. She probably shouldn't have done that.
But I mean, that's very... What's the word? I can't think of the word. So she's seen him around the pool and she's been like...
Seen him around the pool.
He's mine.
Didn't talk to him during the day.
No.
Waited till the night and went to go and find him. I mean, he could have been on the plane that afternoon, for fuck's sake.
That could have been his boyfriend with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who are these people?
Presumptuous. Presumptuous.
Presumptuous, that's the word, Chris.
In my strop and moment of defeat, I sat down at the table, looked across the bar, and there he was.
Oh, right, well.
In your face.
Oh, sorry.
Believe, Rosie, believe.
Fair enough.
He was sat there with his brother. So she must have spoken.
Oh, is his brother.
And he was only two tables away. Mm. My friend went to the bar to order another round, and his brother went to the toilet, leaving us both sat empty-handed at the tables. Awkwardly, I smiled. Knowing no way did I even stand a chance. He slightly lifted his pint glass and gave me a smile that still makes my stomach flip when I think about it. Wow. Mm. He had actually noticed me. The rest of the night was a bit of a blur. We partied, drank, and then the moment came. He was coming back to mine. I needed to find some inner confidence. I'd only
So they've done this together, not her and her friend. That went from an awkward smile to we're going back to mine.
Yeah, so they've obviously ended up chatting. They're having drinks.
Okay.
They've had their night. You know what holidays are like.
Just skirted over that a lot.
Remember holidays?
No. I don't.
When you are younger, holidays, you know, they've obviously had their night, they've partied, they've drank, right. Then the moment came. He was coming back to mine. I needed to find some inner confidence. I'd only ever been with one guy, and I certainly had other intentions for this evening, meaning she wants to make a number two.
Okay.
We spent the evening having the best sex I've ever had.
Oh, nice.
The balcony, the sofa, the floor, it just went on and on.
Goodness me. I mean,
I finally saw what I'd been missing.
That's not best sex to me.
Some people...
No, I've said this before. The best sex in my life, we did it in 9 different places for 4 hours. That sounds like hell on earth. Oh, no.
My friend had passed out in the bedroom, so respected that and stayed in the other rooms.
Oh, that's nice. That
His
makes
brother had
better.
Gone back to their room.
So the brother's not there. So our plan, the plan of the two of them...
Yeah.
Presumptuously around the pool. I'll have the other.
I feel like she's just went at this all guns blazing. Mm-hmm. I woke up the next day... And he'd gone.
Oh, no.
Dread instantly flushed over me.
Yeah.
What had I done? I was one of those girls that he could now tick the one-night stand box.
Oh, babes.
What the hell is it going to be like if I saw him? After all, we were staying in the same hotel. Well, the rest of the holiday was actually pretty similar to that night. We went out a few times and had a few nights out before he simply said one day, you know this won't go anywhere, don't you? It's just a holiday thing.
Hmm.
I felt so stupid.
Oh.
I was actually falling for him. I was loving my life and going back home meant that I would never see him again. The time soon came when it was time to leave. We said our goodbyes, exchanged numbers and said we'd stay in touch if we could. I held out no hope. I was pretty adamant that he had a girlfriend at home.
Oh God. Bellend.
My flight was hours before his, so off we went. As I stood in the line waiting to board the plane and leave my holiday romance behind, I felt a tap on the shoulder. There he was.
Mm.
Come to say goodbye.
Right.
He gave me a kiss that I will never forget and promised to see me again.
Right.
The whole flight home, I contemplated how I could see him. We lived at other ends of the country. He said he would, and I knew I had to trust that. Turns out that we did see each other again, but it didn't quite go how we first thought.
Right.
8 years later, we are married, and I moved across the country. I moved across the country to be with him. Here's the story that I didn't get my tick in the one-night stand box. So, Rosie, here's your happily ever after.
I'm crying.
I just thought we're going to have a bit of positivity for the end there.
Oh, that is so nice.
I was buzzing when I read that. Oh. Absolutely buzzing when I read that.
I'm honestly crying a little bit. Oh, that is so nice.
We've just had so many stories that end in awful stuff. I just thought in the time that we're all locked down still, I just thought it'd be nice to have a lovely, happy ending.
Thank you so much. I thought he was going to be just a bit of a bell end and she's going to be like, and I never saw him again. And I thought it was from an 18-year-old still writing that in that it just happened like last year.
8 years later, they're married and she moved across the country to be with him.
Yay.
How buzzing is that?
Oh.
Come on.
Not many holiday romances last, do they? I've never really had one.
Nah.
No, I've never had one.
I don't think I have. No, I haven't. Nah.
Nice, though.
Mm. Amazing.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba.
That's it, guys. That is the unheard questions for this week, the out-of-office reply. Hope you're all right. I think we needed that bit of positivity at the end.
I'm so glad that we got to stick that one in somewhere at some point, because that story... I genuinely was crying my eyes out. I was a bit pissed though.
Well,
if you listen carefully.
I listened to it again just now, and I cried as well. I cried again when I heard it. So there we go. Needed that little bit of positivity, I hope. Hope you're all doing good. Hope you're all well. And we will be back with another one of these next week.
Got to say about being part of the Acast Creator Network.
Oh, yeah, we're part of the Acast Creator Network as well, apparently.
We're very happy about it.
Even when we're phoning it in with fucking offcuts from the cutting room floor. Still on the old Acast Creator Network. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Babadoo, 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 ba. P.S. While you're listening to this, we've had a baby.
Oh, shit, yeah. If this comes out on the Friday, we'll have a baby now.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
If they let us take them home.
Yeah, maybe. I don't have COVID. I think you've got to leave them there. You go and visit it. They get to come
out. I mean, that wouldn't be too bad.
No, imagine. It would be awful.
Sorry, but you can only come and see them for 3 hours a day. I'd be like, oh, no, but okay. Oh,
will you take my toddler as well? Will you take my five-year-old as well? Can Robin stay? Thanks, but God, thank you so much. We're going to miss you. Bye.
Oh, cool. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.